This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy.
Hi there, Dave.
A new report from the Office of Energy Resources and the Executive Office of Commerce finds a significant rise in jobs in Rhode Island that involve clean energy, with a specific spike in employment concerning jobs in energy efficiency. And to talk about that, we welcome back Commissioner of the Office of Energy Resources, Marion Gold, to The Bottom Line. Hello again.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Employment in clean energy jobs is booming in Rhode Island. Now, that had been expected, but there has been a real spike. Is this even a surprise to you folks?
It was a surprise. It was a good surprise. We were really startled. We had anticipated about 16% growth from last year to this, which we thought was quite high. And to our amazement, the growth rate was 40%. Really a picture of remarkable growth. In fact, the fastest growing clean energy sector in the country.
14,000 workers in Rhode Island, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about installation, we're talking about research. It's a large number of things. It includes the beginnings of the Deepwater Wind construction, right? But
exactly.
That doesn't explain all of it, right?
No, that doesn't explain all of it. One of the things we saw was a very large increase in the energy efficiency sector. So this is a continuation of our nation-leading programs to help us all reduce our energy costs in our homes and our businesses. So that was expected. The increase, I think, represents a certain amount of transition in the marketplace where the traditional firms that are working on your home, your boilers or your air conditioners are starting to use high-efficiency products as a matter of course. So more of those small businesses are showing up in the clean industry sector.
When you talk about efficiency, and you talk about both, you know, commercial and residential, mm-hmm. Is one bigger than the other, or is it just a mix of both?
Well, one of the interesting statistics from this report is that there's many, many small businesses. Most of the growth in the industry is in the very small. And as the author of the report said, it's not just small businesses, which nationally I think is defined as under 500 employees. It's actually micro businesses, 5 employees or less. So, for example, the guy who does electricity around my home, he's a 2-person shop. And he would be calculated in this report.
Well, adding them all up, the small businesses, can we say that a clean energy economy is now forming in the state?
We sure can. And so we have this tremendous growth in the energy efficiency sector. We also have remarkable nation-leading growth in the solar sector, in the renewable energy sector. So that consists of solar, as I said, and then also, as you mentioned, Mark, the offshore wind farm, which is really, really significant. First in the nation, this is a booming industry, a well-developed industry in Europe. They expect that it will begin to slow down in Europe in a few years, and they are hoping that we will see the growth, a big growth in offshore wind, and Rhode Island is right at the front of the line.
So are you expecting what kind of growth by next year, this time next year?
We probably won't see 40% growth again.
That would be pretty amazing.
Right, that would be amazing. We are expecting, I think the businesses indicated that they are looking for double-digit growth. So we'll see.
Is there a point where this boom in clean energy jobs could level off?
I think we'll see some leveling. I think when you look to the other national leaders, they tend to see growth somewhere between 5 to 10% a year for the states that are really out in front.
So, and then stability?
And then stability. We see some areas where we really could grow even more. And one of the sectors that was singled out in the report is the clean energy innovation space. And this, of course, is something that is near and dear to the governor's heart. We think there's great opportunities in the whole smart grid. How do we modernize our electric grid to help it take advantage of more clean energy and also cope with the fact that we're reducing our energy use over time? So lots of interesting questions, lots of opportunities for innovative software involved with that, and we think Rhode Island has an opportunity to be out in front.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Commissioner of the Office of Energy Resources, Marion Gold. Who is being hired in this burgeoning industry?
We're seeing job opportunities across the spectrum. So there's a lot of people being hired to do installation, both in terms of home heating and cooling. So the HVAC companies with the solar installations, we're seeing a lot of hiring of electricians and other, you know, workers along those lines. And as we've observed, is these are good paying jobs, and there tends to be a small premium associated with jobs with the same skill set in the clean energy sector. So a lot of growth there. Then the other exciting thing is the growth in the engineering, research, and professional services arena. So we saw about 700 new jobs or 700 jobs in that sector. These are very high-paying jobs in the triple digits.
In the report that accompanied this news, I saw there were concerns about the pool of qualified workers.
Right. One of the challenges with this rapid growth is that companies report difficulties finding qualified workers. So this is a challenge and an opportunity for my office to work with our partners in the state, the Department of Labor and Training, to see if there's ways that we can help businesses train and attract.
Qualified in what sense? With college degrees, with advanced training, with what?
All of the above, but I think some of the certifications is one of the things that were highlighted. For example, if you're working in the energy efficiency space, there's some specific certifications that are required, whether you're putting up a solar roof or installing a boiler. So you want to make sure that you have someone who really knows the nuts and bolts of an HVAC system or the nuts and the bolts of working with electricity if we're talking on solar. So
skilled labor as well as engineers. You know, before we move on to another topic, the one thing that interests me, we talked about the Deepwater Wind and the five-turbine Block Island wind farm. They have plans for a much bigger wind farm, which right now is sort of stalled in terms of getting financing to get it started. I mean, they have the lease on, you know, a large amount of ocean water, federal water. Do you have any insight into, you know, what's going on with that? Because that would add a lot of jobs.
I do. Huh? I do. And in this is a case, Rhode Island is working in close partnership with states up and down the eastern seaboard to develop a pipeline of projects so that we can get to the economies of scale that come with more projects up and down the coast. And until we get more projects in the pipeline, we won't get the costs down, and that's what we're looking for. So we're working closely, most closely with Massachusetts and New York, but also with Maine, Delaware, Maryland, to have consistent state policies to drive the demand for this clean energy.
What is the relationship between potential government funding, and I'm thinking federal funding more than state, into growing this clean energy industry?
A lot of really exciting opportunities there for us to take the good work, either the research or the applied work in the energy space in Rhode Island, and leverage federal dollars. So the Department of Energy and other agencies are looking for ways to incorporate more clean energy into the electricity grid. So we think that Rhode Island has an opportunity to capitalize on some of those federal dollars and work together with them and our private partners to address some of the real challenges that we're facing.
Now, when we're talking about renewable energy, one thing, especially for smaller projects, that's called distributed generation, right? So these are a business or a home might actually have a little solar array, and they do something called net metering, where if they produce more energy than they can use, it's bought by National Grid in the case of Rhode Island, and then they're given a credit. And this has become a controversial issue in a lot of states because so many people are feeding into the grid that they're not actually paying for the maintenance of the grid, because the payments to maintain the grid are based on how much energy you use. And if you're a net, you know, you're credited, then there's no fee. So where's Rhode Island with this?
Well, Rhode Island is sorting through this issue. And I think people always talk about the costs of the renewable energy, but they don't talk about the benefits. So we think that actually in some cases there are places where adding more renewable energy can lower overall system costs.
And why is that?
Well, so if you have a constrained transmission line or distribution line, you have the choice of investing millions of dollars to upgrade the line and to provide more capability, or you could put some renewable energy into the system, and then you could avoid those capital costs. So we're doing a pilot project in partnership with National Grid in the Little Compton-Tiverton area, where we're working with them to do aggressive energy efficiency, something called demand response, and then renewable energy to see if we can avoid the need to spend millions of dollars to upgrade the distribution lines.
Okay, we have to wrap things up. State Energy Commissioner Marion Gold has been our guest on The Bottom Line this time around. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.